There's a heat wave gripping a large part of the country, and we'll talk about that this morning with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you? You're in New York, I take it, and I guess you've been having some pretty hot weather up there, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of been record-breaking. it's pretty warm. We topped 101 yesterday, I believe, and are back. We're supposed to have a forecast, I think, of like 100 again today. So I know we have broken records. I know Boston yesterday, also got to 101. Philadelphia, so there's quite a few cities up here, but it's not just us. I mean, if you kind of look at the eastern half of the U.S., there's a lot of red on the map, honestly, because the heat alerts are still in effect from the Midwest to England. Yeah. About 102 million Americans are under a heat advisory. Just over 25 million remain in the extreme heat warning. Some of those extreme heat warnings have been taken down to a heat alert, but they're still, potentially very dangerous, because a lot of people may not realize this, but heat is the biggest weather-related cause of death in the U.S. That kills more people than tornadoes and flooding, and I think flooding is second, actually. But tornadoes, hurricanes, that kind of thing, heat beats them out as far as weather-related deaths in the U.S. It is obviously very important to, be careful whenever there's a heat advisory or an extreme heat warning. You got to be careful outside when you're in those high temperatures. You got to take care of yourself. Check in on your neighbors, especially if you have elderly neighbors, your family members. Be careful with the pets on those, especially on those hot sidewalks, the whole deal. I know it's hot every summer, but, it seems like some of these temperatures are more extreme now than they used to be.
Well, when I think of the northeast part of the country and weather, I get this picture of, 4 feet of snow at Buffalo. And I don't really think of you. And when I think about really hot temperatures, I think about Arizona. But, there are some things we can do to protect ourselves out there, including the number one, just get plenty of water, right?
Yeah. Drink plenty of liquids, and don't wait until you're thirsty to drink your water, because that is, it's a little late at that point. You can obviously still do it, but just remember to stay hydrated. Watch out for signs of heat if you are, sweating a lot. That can be a sign of heat exhaustion, heavy sweating, muscle cramps, dizziness, nausea, weakness, that kind of thing. Heat stroke is when you have an extremely high body temperature, 103 or more. That's when you get to the point where you don't sweat anymore, that's a problem. That is a sign of heat stroke. Red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, dizziness, confusion, rapid, strong pulse. That's when you need to call 911 when you get to that point, because hopefully you don't get to that point, because that's pretty dangerous.
And obviously, if you can, just stay indoors where it's nice and comfy and air conditioned. There you go.
Right? All right. Absolutely.
Tanya, thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Steve and Ted in the morning here talking about the heat wave that's going on up in the northeast part of the country. It says over 100 million people are being threatened by the heat today. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And once again, it's sports time with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we'll start minor league baseball, beginning the second half of the season for the Wichita Wind Surge. Everybody in the league starts out 0-0 again, record fresh for the second half. And Wichita gets going in the second half. Last night, downtown at Equity Bank Park, 2,700 fans on hand. Good night. Surge 3, Cardinals nothing. Wichita with a shutout against the team that was red hot to win the first half of the season. 4 Wichita pitchers combined on a 5-hit shutout. And it was 3 solo home runs. 3-0 score, 3 solo home runs for the Wichita offense. One of those was the home debut for last year's first-round draft pick by the Minnesota Twins out of Kansas State. Former Wildcat shortstop Kalen Culpepper hit his first double-A home run last night downtown. Let's get things going. Nicely done. And first baseman Kyler Fedko for the Surge got his 13th home run of the season as well. And the bullpen for Wichita, just clamping down the stretch. Springfield went 0-13 at the plate to end the game. Hey, Wichita's 1-0 to begin the second half of the season. Springfield at Wichita again tonight, 7:05 downtown on Wet Nose Wednesday. Everybody bringing their doggies to the park tonight for baseball action. Go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, after a day off, beginning a homestand, hosting the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. A tough night for the Royals. You heard the game on KFH last night. Here's Denny Matthews in the postgame.
5-1 the final tonight as the Tampa Bay Rays come to town and take game one of the three-game series. And the Royals' problems at home continue. The Royals are now 19-20 at Kauffman Stadium this season. And remember, the Royals won 16 of their first 21 games here at home. But in the 18 games since, the Royals' record is 3-15. How about that for a turnaround, Jake?
And the Royals are still bafflingly in search of their first win at home in the month of June.
In another game where the Royals just couldn't get any offense going. In fact, the Royals started out 0-17 at the plate last night before getting runners on base. All right, try again tonight. Tampa Bay and the Royals. Listen live to your home of the Royals. 6:30 this evening on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Speaking of the Royals, a former Royal is leaving the game. Whit Merrifield announcing his retirement yesterday after 9 years in the big leagues. Three-time All-Star. Twice he led the Major League in hits with the Royals in 2018 and 2019. Three times he led the Major Leagues in stolen bases, including a career-high 45 back in 2018. 36-year-old is leaving the game, calling it retirement, utility player. He was a ninth-round draft pick by the Royals in 2010 out of South Carolina. Spent 6 years in the minor leagues before finally getting called up to the bigs and sticking around for 9 years. Whit Merrifield leaves the game, a career 280 hitter, just shy of 100 home runs, just shy of 500 runs driven in. Guy had a pretty good year.
It's a pretty good year.
Pretty good few years there with the Royals. Yeah. Whit Merrifield retiring at the age of 36. Let's go to Cincinnati last night in baseball. The Reds hosting the first-place New York Yankees. And once again, a couple of former Wichita Windsurge guys helping the Reds to the win, including first baseman Christian Encarnacion Strand on FanDuel Cincy.
That is smoked to left field. Down on Fan for a hit. Stevenson scores. Hines on his heels. Trevino giving the wave to tie it. The relay. Not in time. Tie game. Terry Francona shows faith in CES.
Bases loaded double. Three runs come in for the former Wichita Windsurge player, Christian Encarnacion Strand. Reds beat the Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings. The Reds have won 12 of their last 17 games. Playing some good baseball there. Another Windsurge guy about the Miami Marlins winning in San Francisco, beating the second-place Giants 4-2. Coming out of the bullpen for the Marlins, Calvin Falcher, former Windsurge pitcher, scoring a scoreless ninth inning for his eighth save of the season. In his last 12 games, Falcher has allowed zero runs and six saves in those 12 games.
Pretty good pitch.
Marlins finding a pretty good guy out of the bullpen. Former Windsurge pitcher Calvin Falcher, back-to-back wins for the Marlins. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and now in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Very nice. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says he's been complaining about open borders for years. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.